Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Thursday, November 16th, 2017. Refugees from the former Rathaus Wilmersdorf were set to move into fixed living containers, so-called tempo homes, on Fritz-Wildungsstraße at the Wilmersdorf Stadium as early as this past summer. It was then moved to the end of November, which now seems impossible, as it is simply not finished. No heaters, no power, canopies and blinds are missing, and no asphalt has been paved. The project at the Wilmersdorf Stadium is the second container settlement that is waiting to be completed. Contrary to the original plans, the construction on the Tempelhofer Feld is not finished either, nor is it clear who will run the home for 1,120 people, though it is said that in December, the first group will be able to move into the living quarters on the apron of the former airport. In addition to delays in construction, both projects have poor communication of their problems to the outside world. Authorities blame each other, and the container villages are also unpopular among refugees, as well as home operators, neighbors, and local politicians. In Wilmersdorf, the situation is the subject of an open letter written by volunteers from the former town hall to the management of Berliner Immobilienmanagement Gesellschaft, or BIM, which is responsible for the construction of this future home for 160 people. This letter lists the defects and concludes with the words, "Completion by November 30th is no longer realistic." Charlottenburg-Wilmersdorf's district mayor, Reinhard Naumann of the SPD, is also upset, stating that construction commitments have been broken, calling it a disaster. BIM has responded that the completion of the Tempo home site at Fritz-Wildungsstraße is being worked on at full speed, and that they still consider the November 30th date realistic. Authorities criticizing the speed expect that this accommodation will not open until, at the earliest, February. Since 2014, Berlin has the Zweckentfremdungsgesetz, a law that is designed to protect living space from being used for commercial gain by renting apartments to vacationers. With the rise of Airbnb and other services, private owners often rent out apartments to tourists, as it is more profitable than having long-term contracts. Local authorities are concerned that residents have to move out of the inner cities, as they cannot afford to live there any longer, which leads to dead urban spaces long-term. Now, in two cases, landlords went to court to fight the law, and won. In one case, a family won against the court, as they were using their apartment in Prenzlauer Berg during the weekends and rented it out for 6 to 8 weeks a year. In another case, the owner built a new apartment in Kreuzberg and rented out his old apartment in Mitte. He argued that he did not destroy residential space, as he created new living space. He also won in court. The 2014 law has not been validated completely and is currently being discussed at the highest federal court, the Bundesverfassungsgericht. Yesterday morning, an ambulance collided with a BVG bus in Berlin-Niederschönhausen. 6 people were injured, 4 of them seriously. The driver of the ambulance is said to have been on Platanenstraße and making a left onto Waldstraße when it collided with the bus. The crossing of Platanenstraße-Waldstraße was temporarily closed until noon, and the cause of the accident is not yet known. Whether the ambulance was on a mission has not been confirmed. The police continue to investigate. Starting in 2018, Circus Roncalli will no longer feature animals in their shows. This year's Christmas performances at the Tempodrom marks their 14th winter in Berlin and the last ones that will feature horses. Owner Bernhard Paul said that the circus constantly needs to reinvent itself to not grow old with its audience. Not using animals any longer is part of that zeitgeist. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.